All right. Well, let me, it is 6 o'clock or 6:02, so let me call the meeting to order. May I ask Elijah to call the roll, please?
Chairperson Vasquez?
Present.
Committee Member Lauber?
Present.
Committee Member Frederick?
Present.
Committee Member Flanagan?
Present.
Committee Member Manning? Committee Member Morrell? Committee Member Kwan? Okay,
and we do have a quorum of 5 members, so we can proceed. If anybody notices when Barbara and or Helen come in, please note it for the record so that so we can put it in the minutes and when they came in and what part of the meeting. I don't see any people from the public besides the members. Elijah, has anybody submitted any written comments to be read at the public comment section of this meeting?
No, I have not received any public comments.
Okay. All right. Then the next agenda item would be the approval of the meeting minutes for November 10, 2021. Can I have a motion and a second?
I would motion to accept.
Okay. Second.
Okay. Any discussion? If not, just because we're on Zoom during this pandemic, we have to take a roll call. So Elijah, can you take the roll for the approval of the minutes?
Committee Member Lauber?
Yes.
Committee Member Frederick?
Yes.
Committee Member Flanagan?
Yes.
Committee Member Manning?
Yes.
Committee Member Morrell? Committee Member Kwan.
And for the record, I will approve them as well.
Okay.
So there's 5, so we have an approval majority. Thank you. Next item on the agenda would be if Lydia, you have any updates on the Dementia Friendly River Forest group or?
I can't remember if we met after we had had the event at the Sheridan River Forest, the Dementia Friendly Training for Organizations.
We did not. So.
Right. That event occurred later in December.
Correct.
I think the 17th is what jumps in my head. It was successful. We had representation. We had a lot of representation from the River Forest Library and some other organizations and businesses in the area. So we will follow up and get decals and certificates out to those folks. And then we are planning to do another dementia-friendly training for businesses and organizations, hopefully in conjunction with Oak Park Dementia Friendly, during Celebrating Seniors Week, which it will be mid-May, and we'll have more details on that.
Okay, thank you very much, Lydia. Regarding the Age Friendly Communities Collaborative through the MMC, we did have a meeting, I think it's like around December 1st or 2nd. Basically, the focus was more on public accommodations regarding basically making or how you can have your park districts and the community on the outside be more age friendly. So there were discussions of the park districts and what they're doing. We did talk about similar issues that I think we raised here, which is, you know, making the public, our public sidewalks a little more even, friendly. We also talked about lighting, making the lighting a little better in the village for our seniors. Interesting issues with that, which we probably already heard as well, and we're probably going to deal with here in the village, is how some municipalities are dealing with residents who, quote unquote, don't want it as bright. I learned a new term called light pollution, where people feeling that too much light is just polluting the community, et cetera. And I'm sure we're probably, when we get there, we're gonna be dealing with those issues, but it's something we have to deal with. So I know at the board meeting, when we looked at priorities for coming up with the next year or so, one of the things we did talk about, at least at the village hall with the village board, was actually trying to fix up the sidewalks and putting that on a cyclical annual plan. And also looking at the lighting issues for the future of the village too. So just trying to get that on the agenda for the board, the village board of trustees as well. So,
Rez, can I make a comment too? I think, you know, of the things that we do have control over and that we can change, I think when you think about sidewalks, they're not exclusive, mutually exclusive to older adults. It's helpful if you're pushing a kid on a bike, if a child riding a bike, kids running and playing, pushing a baby carriage, everybody benefits from it. And our sidewalks are in relatively good shape. It's not like we need to, you know, we need a program to start from scratch. Be really interesting, like knowing all the statistics, how many miles of sidewalk, how many people participate in the replacement program, what that looks like. And maybe something to encourage people because, you know, if I knew that they were willing to do some of the sidewalks, we have property on Chicago Avenue and the sidewalks are terrible, you know, and I'd pay to get them fixed. So I applaud the move. Anything you can do to voice what we think is the significant importance of that, I think is well deserved. So,
you know, thank you for that comment, Jim. Although I will agree, I left that out. The municipalities were also talking about really this is not just a focus or benefit for seniors. I mean, we have disabled individuals and we have just regular, and that's a bad word to use. We have non-seniors and non-disabled people who will benefit from these modifications. And so it's benefiting the village, not just necessarily certain groups. So that's a plus and a good point. So thank you for reminding me of that. And Dan, I see your hand.
Yeah, it's you know, similarly, just as with the sidewalks, street lighting benefits everyone, especially let's keep in mind all our bicyclists that are riding around in the dark without lights or adequate lights. And it's amazing we don't have a lot more accidents here. Mm-hmm. And let's keep in mind that lighting can be, with proper shielding, it can be focused on the sidewalks and the streets and won't go polluting people's homes. But if you could keep, I'd appreciate, Rez, if you keep me apprised when the issue of street lighting comes up before the village board.
Sure.
Great interest. I've done research on it.
Oh, good. No. And I thought it might, I'm expecting it's going to come up anyway once we get a result, a review of the survey as well. So I want to have that as part of it. And I'm not saying, for example, if there's no issues in lighting on our survey, that doesn't mean that the village won't address the lighting issues or the sidewalk issues. So I don't want you to think that I need a survey to tell us that, but I just do want to make sure that if there's something in there that would, number one, help us, or number two, add to the discussion of what needs to be done, that would be helpful as well. But so I'm keeping that in mind. So, okay. All right, then. Then let's move on to an update on the survey mailings. And Elijah, I was going to ask you, do you have the latest numbers of how many responses we received, et cetera?
So when I looked up the latest tallies, okay. So far we have 146 surveys were returned through the mail, submitted returns through the mail. 42 were submitted electronically through SurveyMonkey, and we had 17 that returned as undeliverable.
Okay.
And what's the total number that were sent out?
I have 35.
Yes.
335.
Yeah, correct.
That was the pool that I think Barbara met with Sarah back whenever we came in. So it was 335.
Correct.
So I'm not good on percentages, but if you total the 146 and the 42, how many that will total to eight?
It's a 59% response rate.
Okay. Okay.
I didn't do it in my head.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say, and if you did, you're better. Usually I do need the calculator to make that. So, based on Dan and the past experience, I'm looking at Lydia and Jim as well. Is 59% a good percentage in terms of response? I'm looking good. Okay. All right. Great.
30% in big survey projects.
Okay.
I think that's a nice response.
Okay, great. Does anybody else have any questions? I know Elijah sent out the templates when we sent it. And I think we tried to follow what you did in Naperville in terms of, first letter of invite, second letter, postcard, et cetera. So we sent everybody what the templates were, postcard, letter, follow-up, et cetera. So the question now that I have in terms of the fact that we have 188, do people feel comfortable moving ahead with an analysis, or do people feel we have to push and try to get a little more responses? And this is a question. I am not advocating. I just want to make sure I'm not assuming anything. Go ahead.
I think any further efforts to get more names, more people to respond are going to be very minuscule in terms of response. Okay. Maybe you get another 10 people. It's just at 59%, it reduces the margin of error, and it's probably pretty damn representative. It certainly is not a simply self-selected response.
Okay, great. I was hoping you were going to say that. So, okay, great. Then we'll at least close the pool. The next question then is, I'm going to skip on old business and I'm going to jump to new business only because it relates to the survey. In the past, we talked about for at least we got more responses by mail, 146. So we last talked about volunteering to actually input the responses in the SurveyMonkey so that we would be able to get an electronic response. So go ahead, Dan.
Well, I think it would be a lot easier, much faster, if Elijah were to download the spreadsheet from SurveyMonkey of the responses that they have, and then the other 146 responses would be entered into the spreadsheet. Be a heck of a lot faster than trying to go through the filling out surveys 146 times.
Okay. And I guess other, and I'm not.
Have any of the have any of the paper surveys been entered into SurveyMonkey yet or no?
So the 42 were submitted electronically. So they did finish the survey and submitted it.
But how about the 146 that sent it by mail?
The 146. Any of those input yet or no?
No. We just have them. We've got them in a folder.
Okay. So Jim, was that going to lead you to something?
We could have been, eat an elephant a bite at a time. We could have been piecemealing the stuff, especially through the holidays. I had a week off. Mm-hmm. I could have, figured out. Dan, if we do it in the spreadsheet form that you're talking about, I feel like someone still got to call through each data point the same way you would if you input it. Probably a greater margin for error there. And then it's on one person, or you're going to take the spreadsheet. I'm going to work it for a few days. Then I'm going to pass it off to Debbie. She's going to work the spreadsheet and she's going to give it, I don't know if that's, I don't think it's fair to put it on one person.
I actually think this is something, and please forgive me, Elijah, but I think it's something best done by staff.
Okay.
And if it's entering strictly into the spreadsheet, it'll be relatively quick. And if you want to spread it out, you could just send, you know, different spreadsheets to people and have them enter the stuff and then merge the spreadsheets later.
Okay.
You don't have to send the whole spreadsheet to one, you know, each person.
So would the other thing be that somebody takes the physical survey and then just puts it in as a survey in SurveyMonkey, just correct. Duplicates it?
Just correct. Enter the identifier and then run through their wow. responses.
And that's a lot, yeah.
But correct. Okay, and that's okay. I am not in any way going to represent myself as the expert in SurveyMonkey.
Right.
I've taken them, but I've never created them.
Right.
But what I recall, and that somehow Sarah said that if you put it in SurveyMonkey, then she can, I wouldn't say, I almost use the word manipulate, but that's not what she said. That if you were looking at certain features right. or questions.
Certain analytics are available.
Thank you. Already. Thank you. I knew just one of you were going to help me with that. That somehow you'll be able to pull that information through SurveyMonkey, which I don't know, and I'm not the expert either in Excel, whether you can do the same thing in the Excel spreadsheet. Is
I've done a lot of surveys on SurveyMonkey too.
Okay.
That being said, I would be more than happy to spend time putting these surveys into okay. SurveyMonkey.
Okay.
I've got the time right now.
Okay. And then I have, well, and then we can get volunteers. But before that, I do have a right. question. Elijah, was there somebody, and this is a question, that somebody outside of the committee who was volunteering to put the information in, or did I just dream that up hoping that there was? And the only reason I'm asking is, I was going to ask the committee if the answer to that is yes. My question to the committee is, should we allow somebody who's not on the committee to help input the information in SurveyMonkey? Or is it someone, and this is what I'm looking at you guys, is it for accountability, or is it for making sure that the accuracy of the information is being input correctly by one of us, or, and I include, for example, Jim, you have students or staff or whatever that would be able to help as well. I include that as part of you, as a part of that. So it's a question, because if we could recruit outside committees members, then maybe that might be a possibility, but I don't know if people, you know, Dan and Jim and Lydia, if you guys tell me, no, you can't do that, it's gonna compromise the integrity of the survey.
I think as long as it's entered accurately,
okay,
we could check it by the reference number.
Okay.
We could spot check surveys to make sure that they were done properly.
Okay.
You know, there's ways to do that. Yeah. I would say, if on your honor, do you, you know, right. declare you will keep this confidential, do your job. You know, I wouldn't have a problem with somebody outside.
Okay.
You know,
And I'm Lydia and Dan, Deb. Is you feel the same way?
As long as there's not a confidentiality thing, then.
I didn't even think about that.
Well, they won't know who submitted any of the surveys, because all they would have would be a number on them at the most. They aren't going to have anyone's name on them.
That's true.
Just got to make sure you got people that don't have an agenda, who will pay attention to detail and be very accurate in their work.
Okay.
That's the key.
Okay. If not, then I know I will volunteer to input some of the mailings into the system. Deb sounds like she will as well.
I will as well.
Jim, okay. And I'm looking, Liddy? Okay, yep. You will too. Okay. And Dan, I know you're busy too, so I don't want to, if you can't, it's okay.
It'd be difficult to find time right now.
Not a problem. So then we at least are looking at 1, 2, 3, 4 on the committee, plus look at Elijah too. I don't know if Elijah, did you have any internal discussions in the village about helping out and putting some of the information on SurveyMonkey? Go ahead.
So, you know, in terms of staff time on this, I will have to, to speak to to the new village administrator, Brian Murphy.
Okay.
Speak to him and Lisa and get their input on that. Okay. And Rez, I can definitely email you on what their answer is. So I'll give you a call.
Okay. Whatever. Have no fear. I might have a little pull there. A little bit. Just a little bit. But yeah. Okay. I'd be happy to participate in that discussion too. So, okay. All right. Not a problem. Then, okay. So we'll at least do that and look at it. Well, I'm sure we'll, for 146 between all of us, we'll be able to get that done within the next, before the next meeting. Okay, so anything else on the Survey Monkey before I go back to old business? Anything else we need or whatever, but.
Okay. Well, I should say, I could volunteer to do 5 or 10, but that's the most I could probably, if you got a free, I've got.
Don't worry, Dan.
Ordinances don't. Coming up before city councils that I've written.
Right. Don't worry,
I should be Dan. Very happy I've got all this work right now.
Dan, it's fine. Your help in attending the meetings is great. I mean, you already helped out putting the schedule together. So don't feel obligated because I know you joined another, I don't know if the right word's committee or group. So so that's okay. So I don't want you to overextend yourself as well. So, so if you can do 5, that's great. We'll reach out to you. But if, you know, if you're like, hey, Russ, I'm just too booked, that's okay too, not to worry. Okay. Then let me go back then to discussion and finalizing the scope of services. I will give a shout out to Lydia, and I know Barb also did some work on it. And I think what I don't know, and that's why I sent it out, is Lydia, did Barb come back to you with any of her edits? No, she did not. Okay.
No, I just sent mine. So we haven't, okay.
You haven't connected. Okay. Not a problem. Then I will make sure that happens. But while we are discussing too, is there anybody else, meaning Jim, Dan, or Deb, do any of you want to send or intending to send any comments on the scope of a draft scope of service for the consultant who's going to help us review the results of the Survey Monkey, so to speak, the collective Survey Monkey responses.
I have to say, I thought the last time Lydia spoke so eloquently about I was speechless. And so I went back to the initial email that came from the village when this committee started, and it seems to me like it was, these AARP things. And, you know, I think basically people I talk to, it's all about quality of life. So,
Okay. So what I'm thinking of, and correct me if that's not the direction, but what I'm thinking then is having Lydia and Barbara finalize what the draft scope of services will be, then we'll send that out to the whole committee before the next meeting so that you can tweak or add to it, or if you're comfortable with it, that's fine too. But that way you get to look at the collective thoughts of Lydia and Barbara, and then and again, we'll send it out before the next meeting and before the next board packet so that you all have time to look at it.
Please get it out well before the next meeting. Not a week before, but if you get it, 2 weeks before, that'd be really great.
No, that's would be our aim, to get it out to you no later than 2 weeks before the next meeting. So that that way you'll have an opportunity to look at it. So, okay, so we will do that. And then anything else for the order? In terms of any new business, any discussion items, go ahead, Dan.
Well, I just think it'd be very helpful if we could have a roster of the committee members with phone numbers and email addresses so we can get in touch when we have questions of someone.
Okay.
It'd be very nice. This is the first committee I've ever been on that hasn't done that.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm assuming, how about the members here? We're all comfortable doing that? I'm looking at yes. Okay. We'll do that. Barb's not here. Helen's not here, but I don't think it'll be a problem, but we'll check with them just to make sure they're fine releasing their information. And the only other thing I'm going to please caution, don't go on a conference call with three of you or something just for the Open Meetings Act. If you want to talk to you, each other, and that's fine and not a problem, but be careful with the Open Meetings Act. Other than that, we'll send out the information to all of you. Okay. Elijah, I think if you don't have it, then I know I have it, so I can give that to you. Just follow up with me tomorrow if you don't.
I have the committee members' information. So everybody here is comfortable with sharing.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. So basically, emails and phone numbers, and our names, of course, but. Our directory of the committee, so to speak, if you want to call, that's fine. Okay. And we'll just check with Helen, check with Barb to make sure they're okay. I think they'll be fine with it, but let's just be courteous and make sure they're comfortable with it. You can tell them that the rest of us are fine with it. So, okay. Anything else for discussion or thoughts?
I just have a question. The inputting of the 140 something, what's your deadline? Are you looking at that in a week or 2 weeks?
Well,
within a week?
Well, that's, you know what? We have a little more time to do that input. Okay. So, yeah, I don't want you to.
I was just curious because.
No. And here's to put things in perspective, Deb, which is something I should have said earlier, is that I'm more thinking of time. We need to finish that scope of services to get that done, because that person, well, we're going to complete it, send out an RFP, get responses. That person's going to help us analyze that information. So we'll have time to finish the input for that. So that's okay. So. Okay.
I do think the sooner we can get our hands on those, the better.
Yeah. Okay.
You know,
okay. Sure. So, all right. And maybe we'll look at pulling out the information. Obviously, should we do it electronically? Maybe, meaning sending electronic copies of the mail-ins or like a PDF, or what's your comfort level? I'm looking at Jim saying, he's not.
I would just come pick him up from Village Hall.
Okay. All
right. I'd say, you know, Elijah, start me with a packet of 25.
Okay.
You know, put five in an envelope for Dan, and we can each pick them up. You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can pick them up and drop them off at a couple people's houses if they wanted me to. I have contactless delivery.
Okay. Okay. Right. So
to get them either way.
Yeah.
I realize, though, from what you said earlier, Rez, or someone said, you know, the analytics that SurveyMonkey can provide, that Jim talked about, it might be really prudent before Lydia and Barb finalize their draft to take a look and see what analytics, SurveyMonkey can give us, so we're not asking the consultant to do the same thing SurveyMonkey does.
Oh, okay. You know what? Mm-hmm. And this is correct. I'm not saying
there's distinct limitations,
but yeah,
it'll do some things, but it will not do what SPSS does.
Okay. Oh, of course not. But it's, you know, clear. They give us averages or means or medians. I don't know.
Yeah, but that's going to be the descriptive analytics that we ask for that anybody would give on any type of a survey. We can do the descriptive analytics ourselves, right, Lydia?
Yes.
I mean, we can do that as members of the committee. I want to determine independent and dependent variables and what we're referencing, which questions correlate with one another. And I really believe that some of my data entry into the thing and then some getting some textbooks out will get me into a mindset where I might be able to contribute to that conversation. Okay. In terms of, you know, how, what we're trying to analyze and what we can glean from it. I just know it'll give us some basic stuff, and I, you know, you don't want to exclude or preclude that, but it won't do some of the things that we talked about, comparing this question to the response on that question given a third variable. It just won't do that.
Do we know what level of membership we are, what package we have with SurveyMonkey? Like, is it the premium or is it? And that also might be helpful to know with our subscription.
Okay, Elijah, do you know?
I will follow up on that. I'm not 100% sure. I could try pulling it up right now.
Okay, if not, I know Sarah would know. She's the one who led us into SurveyMonkey, and she loves SurveyMonkey, so I'm pretty sure she would have that idea. So if you can't find it, if you could talk to her.
Have the Advantage plan, so I'm not sure if that's the premium.
Okay, well.
Well, we can see what analytics that plan includes. It'll be online.
Okay. So it's called the Advantage plan.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, I didn't even know enough to ask that. So, all right. Any other questions though? Good questions that we need. If not, I heard Jim suggest 25 per committee, except for Dan. We only give Dan 5. Is that a good to start off with? Deborah, are you okay? And Lydia, are you okay with 25?
Oh, yeah.
I'm okay with 25 as well. So that's math.
That gets us at 105 out of 146.
So,
okay. So if they're going okay, you come back for 25 more or something and we'll be done.
Yeah.
Correct.
And then, right. And,
you know what? We can send some out to Ron Sherman.
Yeah.
What we should do. We should just send him a spreadsheet and a bunch of data and ask him to work on it while he's laying in the sun. Really won't mean anything, but we'll just send it to him anyway. I'll put an email together for him.
There we go. That would make him really happy. It's like, what? Sure. That was done. Okay.
Ron, emergency. We need your help.
Yes, exactly. Justin, we knew you wouldn't want to get away from this, Ron. So, okay. All right. Good point. All right. So then, Elijah, it'll be 25 for the 4 of us and 5 for Dan for now, at least for that. Okay. Okay.
Can we get them?
Okay. And I'm assuming probably by Monday at the latest?
They are available here. So during village hours.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So if you want to contact me through email, we can set up a time to where I could have.
Well, why don't we do this, Elijah? Unless you're sure, why don't you send out an email when they're available, and to call you at that point to schedule the pickup. Okay.
And I'm putting them in pre-grouped, assigning a committee member with the identifiable the participant ID, so we can keep track of who has what.
Okay.
It should be on the survey, right?
Right. Like
each survey has. I'm sorry.
Oh, so you're gonna say who's got what?
Yes. Who did
what survey? Oh, okay. A master
list. That's what I said. So we do that.
Okay.
Then,
of course, the surveys will be returned to Elijah.
Right. Yeah. Correct. The originals will come back to Elijah. So.
Right.
Okay.
Having PhD related dissertation, hearkening back to what it was like to have data and worry that. There was going to be a fire or something would happen to them, right?
Yeah, no, I totally understand.
Can I make a wild suggestion? It might be really prudent if you've got a high-speed sheet scanner to scan all of them as in the PDF as a backup before you pass them out, the surveys.
Okay. Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah, not a problem. Then... Yeah, Elijah, you and I can talk with Brian and Lisa about how to get this out quickly and recording. So, okay.
Sounds good. Okay,
but that's a good point. I thought about that too. Getting an original, I guess not original, getting a backup copy so we have that. God forbid if something was to happen to any of us for that matter, so that we always have a full copy. And let me ask this question. Can we work with copies? Xerox copies? Well, that's how old I am, right? Xerox copies. Or yeah. Do we have to have the originals? Because then maybe the originals can stay with Elijah. He can make copies or a PDF, whatever people want.
That's fine.
And then we can work with that. Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
Okay. Yeah, I'm happy to take my initial five as a PDF.
Okay.
That'll be fine.
All right.
And I'm hoping I'll be able to do more. I just got to see how much time it takes.
Okay. Okay, no problem. How many pages are we looking at, Elijah, per?
Each survey is 15 pages.
15 pages. Okay, so that's 25. Okay. All right. I may be able to, I'm not sure what the village's scanners are, but I may be able to help scan because I do have a scanner here at home that I can, it's a feeder, so it can constantly do it. I've never tried this extensive. I've tried like 100 to 200 pages in one PDF. And we can do that as well, but I'm now concerned, and this is a question, but I think we can do it this way. I was concerned emailing the PDF, is it too big a size? But then I think what we've done is we put it in a Dropbox and send a link to committee members and they can just click on the link and then download it directly that way. Mm-hmm. I'm almost answering my own questions. So
yeah, I'll share a dirty little secret with PDF. If you have the full version of Acrobat, you can save as other reduced size PDF. And from ones that I've scanned with our high-speed scanner, it reduces, the high-speed scanners produce very large PDFs. Okay. It reduces the size by 90%.
Mm, okay. Oh, great. So convincing. Oh, that's good.
I've been digitizing thousands of pages from my files, so it's... Okay.
And Dan, is the quality, meaning the quality when you open it up, is it still the same as Sharp?
Yes, yes.
Oh, good. Okay. It
just takes all the extra unnecessary code out, apparently.
Okay. Oh, terrific.
I don't know the full technical details.
Okay. All right, then. Go ahead.
Clarification. We're downloading the Excel spreadsheet from SurveyMonkey where people have gone in and entered in their responses. And then we're populating that, correct, with the hard copies of, right?
No.
Debbie and I were going to enter right in through the system.
That's what I understood.
Yeah,
okay. So, but my question, my concern was making sure that whatever we're entering into aligns with the categories that are already existing in SurveyMonkey.
Yes.
Book. And so we just want to make sure that like if we enter in one or three or four, that it all aligns, right? That our code book is being generated. So if we're entering into SurveyMonkey, that's fine. It'll already be predetermined what our choices are that we can enter in.
Correct. In fact,
so much to go. If it gets all confused, then it gets
right.
My understanding, Lydia, is that if you take the hard copy and then go into SurveyMonkey, it should be the same questions and the same options are going to be in the survey. All you're going to do is enter it the same way with the. That's how I understood it. Okay.
May I suggest that it might be very, very prudent to have either Rez or Elijah take a survey and do the printed survey and do the entry in the SurveyMonkey just to double check, because I think there was something that was being done slightly differently in the SurveyMonkey. Sarah might know what it was, but I vaguely recall there was something was being done slightly differently.
Okay. No problem. I'll come over tomorrow morning to Village, not tomorrow, Friday morning to Village Hall on another matter. So, you know, Elijah, if you're around, if not, we can just, we'll do a run through with one hard copy and see. I think Dan's making a great suggestion. See if we run into any problems or issues doing that. And if we don't, then we'll let everybody know that it's okay. And we'll make the copies or, 25 copies for everybody, except for Dan who gets 5. So, okay.
I'll be here on Friday. So
good. Yeah. I'm supposed to be there around 8 o'clock. And so I'm going to spend there a couple hours and So I can, we can, whenever you can connect in the morning, look for me. I'm sure I'll find you, or better yet, you'll probably find me. I'll be the one with the loud voice in there somewhere. So, all right. Sounds good. Good suggestions. Any other thoughts or questions or? No? Okay. The next meeting we have is February the 9th. And same thing, 6 o'clock seems to be working for at least most of us. Barb and I'll follow up with Barb and Helen to see what's going on. But you know, and I'll give them an update what we talked about today. So, okay. All right.
Right.
So the good, if everyone's okay, the good of the cause, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I motion to adjourn.
Okay, do you have a second?
Second.
Okay, roll call, please, Elijah.
Chairperson Vasquez?
Yes.
Committee member Lauber?
Yes.
Committee member Frederick?
Yes.
Committee member Flanagan?
Yes.
Committee member Manning?
Yes.
Committee member Merrill? Committee member Kwan?
Okay.
Okay.
We are adjourned. So thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay.